أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا ان هدانا الله اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد يسرنا القران للذكر فهل من مدكر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القران وعلمه اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتاكم من كل ما سالتموه وان تعدوا نعمه الله لا تحصوها ان الانسان لظلوم كفار وان تعدوا نعمه الله لا تحصوها ان الله لغفور رحيم Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected brothers. So alhamdulillah, we started our Friday khutbah again with the praise of Allah. We have to praise Allah all the time, every moment. And we send salutation and durud salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. We thank Allah who gave this opportunity to perform Salatul Jumu'ah again, alhamdulillah. So today, inshallah, we will talk about the blessings of Allah, which we take as granted. So Allah blessed us with countless blessings, and we don't even know. So the verse which I recited, وَآتَاكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ, and He gave you from all you ask of Him. So whatever we ask, Allah gave us. So this is the Quranic verse, Surah Ibrahim 34. So Allah gave everything which we ask, and Allah is saying in Quran, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ, whatever you ask, Allah gave you. But what we, and then Allah says, okay, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, and if you should count the favors of Allah, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you cannot comprehend all the favors of Allah. We cannot. There are so much blessings, so many blessings, so much, you know, bounties of Allah, which Allah is showering upon us, but we cannot even count them. But what we do? Innal insana la zalumun kaffar. This is our behavior. Mankind is generally most unjust and ungrateful. So all the blessings we get, all the, you know, so many things in our life, every day, every moment, we get them. We don't even comprehend them. We don't even recognize them. What we do? We are unjust and ungrateful. So this is our behavior. Another place in Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Another place, Allah say, repeat the same verse. And you cannot count blessings of Allah. And how many blessings Allah gave you? If you are about to count, you cannot count. You cannot comprehend. And even though we are ungrateful and we are unjust, but Allah is what? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is most merciful, and He is most kind. So Allah continuously giving us those blessings. So look at this. You know, we are ungrateful. Allah should take away those. Allah can. But Allah give continuously those blessings in our life. We ourselves is a big blessing of Allah. In ourselves, we have so many things. Our vision, our, you know, speech, our hearing power, our hands, movement, everything is full of blessing. Our body is full of blessing. If you are about to count our blessings in our body, we cannot comprehend. So many things, minor, so many bones. Even if we, you know, hurt by simple thing, we get lot of pain. We cannot even, you know, thank Allah for all the blessings which we have in our lives. So this is the introduction of this khutbah today, inshallah. So we will start with the beautiful hadith, which is today's topic. Five before five. There's a very powerful reminder which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave in his hadith. And what is that? اغتنم خمسن قبل خمسن. اغتنم. So take advantage of five before five. Now we need to, today we need to understand those five things. And we will go one by one. We will finish inshallah when we will understand those things. So what are those? Number one. Shababaka qabli haramik. Shababaka qabla haramik. So your youth, you are young before you get older. So this is first thing. Wasihataka qabla mautik. Your health. Your sihataka qabla saqamik. Your wealth, your health before you get sick. Your sickness, before your sickness. Third one, وَغِنَاءَكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. And your wealth before you become poor or poverty. Before poverty. So this is the third one. The fourth one. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. So you know we have lots of free time. And then we don't even realize we have the time. And we say we don't have time. When we are about to do any good deeds, we say we don't have time. So this is actually, what is the fourth point? We need to take advantage. Free time, this is a big blessing before we preoccupied. So this is the وَحَيَاتَكْ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكْ. So the life before your death. So five things we have covered in this hadith. Amazing hadith, very powerful reminder for all of us. First, it's a reminder for me myself. I need to improve, I need to learn, I need to take lesson from this. And then I'm sharing with you what I prepared for today to share. To take reminder to Friday khutbah are to take reminders. First and the most is for me who is speaking, and then for everybody who is listening. So we need to understand the word اغتنم. This word Hazrat sallallahu alaihi wasallam used this word on purpose. The word اغتنم is coming from غنم, which means sheep. Sheep is very easygoing animal, and anybody can take over and slaughter. And another word, another place where it's used, ghanima, mal ghanima, you know, booties of war, after war. When war is finished, enemies run away, there's a lot of booties, ghanima, mal ghanima. That is very easy to take. So why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used this word? These blessings which he mentioned, five, are very easily available to everybody. We don't need to do anything. Do we need to do when we become young? It's given by Allah. Our health, our wealth, and our free time. Allah gave you time. And then, so why this word is used? It means these blessings are easily available to everybody. So we need to take advantage from them. اغتنم, take advantage. So now we go one by one and quickly finish. So youth before old age. So you look at it, to be youth is very big blessing. And it's where, you know, all youth has big role in our community, in every community, even in history. Look at Ashab al-Kahf. Those were youth, young people. They made history and they made it into the Quran. They were believers, strong believers and youth. So this is, so youth need to understand our responsibility. And then, so Hazrat says, your youth before old age. So we need to be fear of old age. So when we are young, we need to do a lot of good deeds. We need to perform all the worships, because worships are more valuable towards Allah when you are young. When you have a lot of distraction in your life, when you have a lot of activities in your life, your games, Tim Horton, everything in your life, and you are leaving all those behind and coming to masjid and performing worship, fasting, hajj. So look at, in young age, we need to plan our hajj. Because the more you get older, you won't be able to go to hajj. You have so many responsibilities. You have so many, attractions. And then Allah definitely, we need to ask Allah to take us for hajj. So that we can perform hajj and Allah make it easy. So this is the first thing. So all the good. And then look at this. So many companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were young. So we need to take advantage of our young age. Before we get older. Older age, we will have a lot of troubles. We have a lot of, you know, problem in our life. Health, definitely. And there's a second one, that's why health before sickness. So there's another hadith, very, very sahih, Al-Bukhari, famous hadith. An ibn Abi Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ni'matani مَغْبُوبٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. There are two blessings which are easily available to everybody, and we don't even comprehend, we don't even understand. What are those two ni'mah? What are those two blessings? First, as-siha, second, al-faraag, like free time. So this hadith which we are covering today, this is another supporting hadith and amazing hadith. Two blessings, our health and our free time. And then health, you know, when we are healthy, we can do everything. God forbid, look at this, you know, if we get, even if we get flu, we don't go to salah. We pray at home. We are unable to perform any good deed which we do, any volunteer work. So when we are healthy, we need to run for all the good deeds. Fastabiqul khairat. We have to compete towards good deeds. So that's actually the second point. Wealth before poverty. So look at this. Everybody, you know, when we have wealth, we don't spend in the way of Allah. And then when Allah take away, we say, if we will have that amount, we will spend in the way of Allah. So whenever even we have a small amount, we need to do charity. We need to spend in the way of Allah. And we don't need to spend carelessly. We need to spend carefully. So because Allah say, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah don't like those who are extravagant. So they spend without thinking. They don't think about future. They don't think about any other people, poor people, any good deeds. So they just spend. So what are the signs of mominoon? When they spend in the balance. So in Surah Furqan, Allah mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. So when they spend, they do balance. They don't even take away money and they don't spend everything. Free time. So the fourth one, the free time before preoccupation. So free time is very big blessing. You know, think about when you have university exams. We don't even have youth here today. But ourselves, I remember those days when I was in university in exam. We always think about those time before exam and after the exam. We will do everything. We will capture the world after exams. Because right now we don't even have a time because we are going through the exam. Very preoccupied. So this is actually, the free time is a big blessing before we get. And when we have free time, we need to spend in the way of Allah. We need to learn Islamic knowledge. We need to do all the good. So if you see all the motive of this hadith is perform good deeds when you have time. Right now, at this moment, don't delay. Because if you delay, you become older. If you delay, you may get sick. If you delay, you don't have any money. You won't have it. If you delay, you won't have free time to do good deeds. The last but not least is life before death. So life before death. So life is a gift of Allah. Allah gave us life. We have to perform every good deeds which we can in this life. And we experience this every day. When we go to bed, what we say? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Because when we go to bed, we sleep. Allah gave us almost death. And then Allah give us life again in the morning. And then we say, Alhamdulillah allazi ahyana. We experience this thing, life before death, every day, every night, every morning. We do that. So this is a big blessing. And Allah definitely asks Day of Resurrection about these things as well. Allah asks, we give you life. How did you spend that life? We give you youth. You were young. How did you spend your youth, your time? And then Allah will ask, okay, we give you money, we wealth. Where did you spend? And then Allah asks, we give you knowledge. How did you use? Did you practice? So these are the things which Allah will ask. So this is actually the last point of our khutbah today. So may Allah give us tawfiq. First of all, give me tawfiq and enable me to perform and follow these whatever I said here, share with you. So, and then definitely may Allah give all us the tawfiq to perform good deeds. And to use the blessings which are given as granted. We consider them as granted. Like youth, we will go one by one. Young age, health, wealth, free time and life. So this is the dua for all of us today, inshallah. So may Allah make it easy for us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.